Ossie, good morning.
Good morning, Mido. Welcome back, Clarky, and great to be on air with you again, Loz.
Thanks, Ossie. How are you, buddy?
I'm great.
You've been well?
Paid per headline while you're away, or what?
I wish. I wish that was the case for the last 25 years. I wouldn't be sitting here, let me tell you.
Tell you what, that was a good little stab from Mossy.
Just Mossy's not usually like that.
That was fair, though. That's not a crack. That's just
no.
Mossy.
See, this is the Mr. Nice Guy.
No, he's just checking.
Mr. Nice Guy having a little stab.
No, see, I don't take it as a stab. I take he's just checking.
It just meant I didn't have to text Clark to make sure he was okay.
Yeah. I tell you what, I saw one of your good mates actually, Mossy, when I was away.
Oh, who's that?
David Beckham. The Beckhams were on a boat beside me and they're swimming and jet skiing and what have you. And then all of a sudden, these alarms start going off. So apparently, in the boating world, the fire alarm is like six little alarms and one monster alarm. So this boat is ginormous and you hear one, two, three, four, five, six, and this big long... There's a fire on board.
Where does the fire brigade come from?
Mate, well, there's no fire brigade. There's one or two extinguishers
on the
boat.
Do they have a fire brigade on water?
Mate, the staff, well, they do. They do. Yes, they do. You should have seen everyone run. You've never seen people on a boat run so quickly.
Where do they run?
Don't know where. Look, all the staff, mate. Not to get off.
Off
to
the put, plank.
Obviously put the fire out. So, yeah, I don't know what happened, but it caused a bit
to
of
yell
a,
out to Bex and say, Bex.
Jump on
Mossy
here, buddy.
Said to say g'day.
The little, come and get on the little rubber ducky. Mossy wants to talk to you.
Loz, no. Bex yelled out to
Clarkie,
say g'day to
Mossy.
Yeah, exactly right.
I love it. I thought you were going to say, I ran into like Mark from
Manly. Ah, David Beckham. Same, Mossy's
ran into Bex.
Yeah.
Mossy and Bex.
Was and Posh Bex all, on? She was on. Yeah, kids were on. They're all on there.
They're fine, aren't they?
What do you mean?
Well, fine. They've had their dramas. They're together.
Oh, no, they're going strong.
Oh, good on.
Well, ask Mossy. He knows.
That's beautiful.
He knows David.
Mm-mm. Did you say Giggsy was on board?
Giggsy wasn't on board. I couldn't see him.
Oh, no, he's been...
He was in a courtroom. Mm.
Things aren't going well for Giggsy.
They're only... This is my take on it.
On right? Who? The Beckhams?
The Beckham.
What do you got here?
They're only together...
Oh, here we go.
...because they're making money.
Oh, because they haven't got enough?
Yeah, they're making... Yeah. They're selling themselves as a package. There you
but
go.
They're not actually together. You reckon it's a fake relationship?
No, I think it might be.
Jeez, that's judgmental from you, Loz.
How cynical. Mate,
I love being judgmental.
How much do they need? And they can't make money on their own? Separate?
Well, yeah, they can, but they're not as much together as a package.
You reckon?
That wholesome image, yeah.
Mm. I don't know if you guys know this, but Bex's old personal... What would you call
him? How far are we going back here?
Cousins aren't his sister.
Andy Burnell.
Who was next door neighbours,
So he used to work for, I think it was called CFX Management Company. He's a Canberra boy, and he's now involved with the Central Coast Mariners. But he was let go from the Bex camp because he may or may not have walked in on something a few years ago.
Ouch.
Wow.
There's a headline.
Wow. We need a whole show dedicated to that.
See,
anyway.
Told you Mossy and Bex were tight. There you go.
There you go.
Anyway, well, he said
now
to say hi.
Are you disregarding my theory now?
I'm disagreeing with your theory. I'm saying, I think, yeah, maybe they've had a few dramas. I think we've all read that. But I think they're just going strong.
Oh, well, good on them.
Happy family.
I'm happy for the Beckhams.
Play on.
Well, let's start with Bex's former club.
Oh.
Which one?
Manchester United. Who are absolutely in disarray, Mossy. 4-0 away against Brentford. They've been beaten. They're bottom of the Premier League for the first time in 30 years. The manager, Erik ten Hag, has called them in on their day off and taken them to training and making them run, I think, 8 miles to feel the difference between what Brentford ran for the match and what his players ran for the match. So where do they go from here?
Wow, my goodness. How long we got? For the segment, but
about 6-7 minutes.
No problem. But look, I'm going to wind it right back, and this is no criticism of Ten Hag right yet because he hasn't had long enough. But the early signs are not great. But I did say in the beginning that I thought they needed an experienced Premier League manager who knows the Premier League inside out because it's a massive rebuild of one of the biggest clubs in the world. And I thought Pochettino. I thought they should have gone really hard for Pochettino. But anyway, let's park that because Ten Hag is the manager and he's not going to be sacked tomorrow. But, gee, his job's just got a whole lot bigger. But now Ronaldo apparently the club are saying they're prepared to terminate Ronaldo's contract. I think that's been a huge distraction during the pre-season attempts to rebuild the squad. But they were just awful. They were absolutely awful. My dad's a Manchester United fan. He was there growing up in the Sir Matt Busby days, and he's at a loss. And a lot of people who have followed Manchester United closely their whole lives are at a complete loss as to what's going on. My take on it is you've got an American ownership who have been employing the wrong managers. If you look at Liverpool, taken over by an American family, they've gone hard for Jurgen Klopp and said, here's the keys to the football department. You run it, we trust you. And he's delivered big time. I think Manchester United have got their model all wrong and they've got to start right from the bottom.
Mossy, what do they do in that situation with someone like Ronaldo, who still had a stellar year individually, but it seems like it's not the right fit for that team? How do you, such a big fish, how do you not pick him, or even they dropped him, like, or didn't start with him? How do you deal with that?
Yeah, it's a big one, Clarkie. Like we, you and I spoke about this on air. I said last season they should have dropped him at some point, even though he was scoring goals. They weren't pressing as a unit. They weren't defending as a unit. They were getting well beaten. And I just think, in pre-season, the moment he said, I'm not coming to pre-season training for the family reasons, should have been the moment they showed him the door.
Yeah. Okay.
And whether that involves a payout or what, I don't know. But, at the end of the day, when you're rebuilding a squad, you're trying to refind your identity, build a culture again. You can't have anyone who's bigger than the team. And I think that's the issue.
What about in this game between Tottenham and Chelsea? It ended up in a 2-2 draw, but the drama on the sideline between the managers, Mossy?
Ah, brilliant, Loz. Great theatre, wasn't it?
Like a stink.
Antonio Conte and Thomas Tuchel, and it all sort of kicked off. I mean, I'm sure it was simmering, but it sort of kicked off when Spurs equalised and Conte got in the face of Tuchel, and then it boiled over again at full time after Kane equalised for Spurs 95th minute from a corner. And they went to shake hands, and one of them didn't let go. You can't really tell from the footage who it was that held on to the handshake, but it kicked off again. Both managers red carded. I don't think it should have been red cards. Honestly, I think that was petty by the referee because it was theatre. No punches were thrown, no headbutts. It was just two passionate managers getting each other's face. Bring it on.
Oh, I love how you said that.
Brilliant. Yeah,
no headbutts.
No headbutts. No fly kicks.
Nah, just... No coward punches. Nah, it was all good.
Oh, yeah. Good. Keep your card in your pocket.
Good stuff. Great theatre, wasn't it, as Mossy said? Great to see Nottingham Forest get their first win since returning to the Premier League against West Ham at home.
A goal that was nowhere near Awoniyi's best finish. It was off his knee, but it was a goal 23 years in the making. The first EPL goal and win for Nottingham Forest this millennium after returning to the EPL. So some really wild celebrationary scenes at Nottingham Forest. Great to see. I've got a good mate over there in England who's been waiting for this moment for 23 years and was trying to wake me up through the middle of the night, but I didn't take his calls. But, good to see them in the winners list.
Gee, that's pest behaviour, isn't it? Ringing him in the middle of the night just because his team's playing. Now, Arsenal 4-2 against Leicester, and Gabriel Jesus already, well, showing his worth, isn't he, there at in North London?
Yeah, he really is. And the big question was, can Mikel Arteta take Arsenal to the next level this season? And the early signs are good, 2 from 2. Jesus, big signing for them, and he looked really good. He's looked really good pre-season and over the first two rounds, as you said, scored in the 23rd and 35th minutes to add to a goal from Xhaka and Martinelli as well. So good signs there. Two goals against Leicester. That's probably where no doubt Arteta will focus this week on making sure that they tighten up at the back. But when you're scoring 4 goals, you're giving your team a chance to win every week.
I think a lot of people thought Leeds might struggle this year. They won in the opening week, Mossy, but then they had a 2-0 lead and they surrendered and they come away with a draw. But, I mean, obviously they'd be disappointed with that. But do you think Leeds are a team that can stay up, or do you think they'll be battling relegation?
Well, good to see you remember my tips, Loz. I tipped them to go down, so no.
No, fair enough.
I've actually tipped them. It'll surprise some people, no doubt, but I've actually tipped them to go down. I just have this feeling that they're not set up to stay in the Premier League this year, but time will tell. I'm happy to be proven wrong, of course. But, yeah, as you said, 2-0 up away from home to Southampton, and to leak those two goals in the 72nd and 81st minute, not good signs. Jesse Marsh, I think, they got a lot of money from the sale of Calvin Phillips to Manchester City, and I just don't think they've invested that money wisely. They've still got some time. This transfer window, it ends at the end of this month. But I think they still need a lot more creativity and finishing power up front. But time will tell.
And closer to home, Sydney FC and the Wanderers. Gee, the derby's going to have some extra spice this season with, of course, Milos Ninkovic going, well, to the Wanderers. And now Jack Rodwell's gone the other way to the Sky Blues for a couple of years, Mossy.
Yeah, and I think that's a fantastic signing for Sydney FC. We've dealt with the Ninkovic defection a few weeks ago, but this Jack Rodwell, I think, is a really strong leader, fantastic player. He's had a great career, played in the EPL, of course. Can play in midfield or as a centre-back, and I think you put him next to Alex Wilkinson, and they've got a really formidable defence there, so I think it's a big signing. And as you said, it'll certainly add a little bit more spices if it needed it to the Sydney Derby. And let's hope the crowds return this season, because the Derby is always one of those fixtures that you highlight early on when the draw comes out.
And finally, great to see Sam Kerr nommed for the Ballon d'Or for the fourth straight year. Lionel Messi, though, not nommed for the first time since 2005.
Yeah, hard to believe, hey, with Lionel Messi. But, yeah, look, I suppose it speaks to going to PSG in the French League. All good things come to an end. Be happy it happened, not sad it's over when it comes to Messi. But Sam Kerr, brilliant. That's four out of four nominations for Sam, because the nominations for female players only came in 4 years ago. So great to see her there. And I'd really love to see her win it, honestly. Her form for Chelsea, the only thing that may count against her this time around is that the Matildas have slipped in the rankings, and her goals haven't been as prolific in a national team shirt as what they have in years gone by. But let's hope she wins that, because I really do think she's up in the top echelon of female players in the world, and be good to see her retire with that accolade.
Just before you go, give us a correct score, Liverpool Crystal Palace tomorrow morning.
Well, I've got a same game multi for you if you want it.
Okay, let's do that.
Do you want it?
I do.
3-0 Liverpool, Mo Salah, score or assist, and more than 10 corners.
Okay. That's a lot of menus I've got to try and get through in quick time, Mossy. So we'll get someone to put that up on the social.
Well, you can bet on corners.
Yeah.
Mate,
you should see this.
Really?
There's less than or greater than 10 corners. And that multi is paying north of $18.
Perfect. That'll do us. Mossy, give it strength, mate. Have a good day.
Take care. See you guys.